Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around, and today we are going back into the 2000s for a song from one of my favorite bands of all time, and one that I think that... Even though it came out in the mid-2000s, I feel like it definitely holds a lot of weight now, considering what's going on in the world, not just here at home in the U.S., but across the world. And the song I'm going to be doing today is Looking for Angels by Skillet. This was off their, of course, their album Comatose. It wasn't released officially as a single, so I don't know exactly. So I'm pretty sure, I mean, the video itself, I think, came out either 2006 or 2007, because it still has the drummer Laurie Peters, who was there prior to current drummer Jen Ledger. But like I said, this was off the Comatose album from October 3rd, 2006, when the album was released. And again, it's just one of those ones, because I think many people may not know this about Skillet, but they are, you know, technically a Christian rock band. And if you listen to a lot of their songs and a lot of their lyrics, you know, you can definitely feel that, you know, the faith-basedness behind it in terms of what they really were going for. So if you are watching along with me, of course, via the YouTube link, it's a decent length video. It's about 4.5 minutes. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. And we waste no time going right into the video here as we see the members of the band play. It's actually kind of funny watching these older videos and seeing John here without the without the big bushy beard and mustache that he's, you know, he's rocking these days. And basically the throughout the video we'll see we'll splice shots between the members of the band and all these different like scenes from across, you know, the world here, basically, of like all this you know, we got like wars going on and destruction and you know, and again the whole point of the video is, like, you know, as John is kind of reiterating here through, is that you know, how everyone in the world is so quick to, you know, to try to, you know, destroy each other and to, you know, just let, you know, cause so much damage and everything. And instead of, you know, maybe we need to learn again how to we've forgotten how to love each other and how to you know, that's, you know, it's just, you know, kind of love each other and, you know, pray for each other, that sort of thing. It's something that, you know, I think the world is sorely missing at this point. And and I think I can see that reflected here, because one thing I do like to do when I watch some of these videos is read the comments, so just kind of go through that, just to kind of get my point over. Daily Crucifix says, "The song still makes me cry in 2023. The world has still yet to open its eyes to what's generally important." And again, yeah, that's, again, I think definitely, you know, obvious considering what's going on in the world today. Let's see what else we have here. Here's an interesting one from Daniel Bell 4629, quotes Albert Einstein, who says, "The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing." And then he says, "It's time to get off the sidelines." And, you know, again, that's one of those things that, yeah, you know, you hear about all the time. It's like, you know, evil people do evil things, and good people stand by and let it happen. And it seems like, you know, it seems like there's a lot of that, like I said, going on in the world right now, that there's just not enough good people standing up to do the right thing in the face of, you know, these evil people doing evil things. I mean, I'm not one that says one that gets, you know, very, very political, because I just think politics is extremely, extremely nasty. But, you know, it's just, again, it's one of those things where it's just like, you know, it is kind of, you know, weird that, you know, kind of a thing where it's like, yeah, you know, peace is one of those, world peace is like one of those things. It's like, it's good to talk about, but it's like, how do you really accomplish it? But really, I mean, you can think about it, if it's right there, almost like in front of us, of how we should do this. yet, whether it's just based out of fear or based out of, you know, just not wanting to get involved, that sort of thing, it just completely takes away from everything. And, you know, you wonder, you know, if it wasn't for, like, politics and, you know, and everything, like, maybe the, you know, how much better of a place the world would be, where everyone is united on common purposes and common, you know, ideas and traits, as opposed to just constantly being divided all the time. You know, it's again, not to get too philosophical or anything, but it's just one of those things that you do have to kind of think about. And one of the things I really enjoy about Skillet is because that they appeal to everybody. Yes, they're a Christian rock band, but they appeal to, you know, not just Christians. They appeal to Jewish people. They appeal to, you know, Muslims. They appeal to Hindus. They appeal to atheists. I mean, you hear a lot of stories, you know, hear things about, you know, people who say that, oh, you know, I don't believe in God, but I love Skillet. So it's, I know it sounds kind of like an oxymoron, but really, I mean, you can listen to Skillet's music and not get the, you know, not, you know, get the religious, you know, themes behind it, whereas you can't, other people do listen to Skillet's music with those religious themes behind it. I think that's what really makes them, quite the unique entity, and why they've been around for as long as they have been. So, but there you go. There is Looking for Angels by Skillet. Again, one of my, you know, favorite bands and one of my kind of favorite songs by them. I think it's definitely a very underrated song, and one I was glad that they did a video for, that I was able to get to be able to do here. So, thank you for all your support. I know it's been a hell of a ride so far. I mean, we're closing in. By this point, we're closing in on 500 episodes, which, you know, considering we started this summer 2022, the fact that we're already at 500 episodes is quite incredible. So thank you again for your support. Be sure to keep listening. Be sure to follow along with everything else across the pods here. So with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.